أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم. والكتاب المبين. إنا جعلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. In the previous surah, Allah ended the surah with regard to the various types of wahi, revelation which Allah Ta'ala sends. The beginning of this surah is also with regard to wahi, the great honor and the great position of wahi. This is a very fundamental thing that a Muslim should understand, that wahi, revelation, is from Allah Ta'ala, and that is the only absolute and complete truth. There is nothing else that can be more truer than wahi, that which Allah Ta'ala had sent. If a person understands that, he will give preference to Islamic knowledge, he will give preference to his children becoming hafiz, etc., and he won't have any regard, or rather very scant regard, for any scientist, any mathematician, any philosopher, and all the things of this dunya, no matter what they are. Compared to wahi, nothing can compare to that. So Allah Ta'ala is expressing the importance of it, Hameem, that the meaning of which is known only to Allah Ta'ala. Wal kitabil mubeen. Qasam hai is kitab wadih ke. Allah is taking an oath of this kitab, the Quran Sharif, which makes things very manifest and which makes things very clear. Inna ja'alnahu Qur'anan Arabiya. Humne rakha usko Qur'an Arabi zuban ka. We have made this Qur'an Sharif, we have revealed it in the Arabic language, so that it was revealed to the Arabs and they were supposed to understand and appreciate it to the greatest level. A thing which comes in your mother tongue, that is what you understand fully and appreciate it fully. La'allakum ta'aqilun. Ta'kitum samjo. And all this was so that directly and firstly the recipients, the Arabs, would get great, great knowledge and understanding from the Quran Sharif. In here further, Allah explains the high position of the Quran. وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. اور تحقیق یہ قرآن لوح محفوظ میں ہمارے پاس ہے برتر مستحکم. And undoubtedly this Quran Sharif is in the Ummul Kitab, the mother of all books, Ladaina, and that is kept by us. Allah is the absolute. There is no truth, there is nothing besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the one and only who has been since and will remain forever. Only by Allah did any and everything come into existence, and Allah Ta'ala will make things go into non-existence again. So it is only Allah Ta'ala who is the absolute, and this kitab, Allah says, is by us, and it is, this kitab is la'aliyun, very, very honorable and very great, hakim, and it is full of wisdom, and also it is a decisive kitab. Its matters nobody can challenge. A person in his mind may think he can challenge the kitab, but the kitab cannot be challenged by anyone. It is so absolute. And this is a fundamental aqidah which every believer must have, that what the Quran Sharif is. And then he will appreciate Islamic knowledge, and then he will appreciate the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Each and every law of Allah, only then will he appreciate it. أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا أَنْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ. کیا پھر دیں گے ہم تمہاری طرف سے یہ کتاب مور کر اس سبب سے کہ تم ہو ایسے لوگ کہ حد پر نہیں رہتے. So Allah Ta'ala says what? Then will we not keep on reminding you with regard to this kitab, the true message? That is, you turn your face away, you are not interested. But Allah Ta'ala says, we will keep on reminding you. Just like children in the house, when they are rebellious and naughty, they don't listen. Parents also have come to a stage where they give up with the children. A ustad in the madrasa, if children become so rebellious and so naughty, they give up. Allah says, we will not give up. We will keep on reminding you. All the time we will remind you. And with the this kitab, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, "An kuntum qawman musrifin," that you are a people who go beyond all limits, you destroy all limits, you have become extremely rebellious and gone greatly against the commands of Allah Ta'ala, but that will not prevent us from reminding you. And this reminders are in various ways. The whole Quran Sharif, and Allah will keep the Quran in its original form alive till the day of Qiyamah, which is a reminder for whole of mankind. From the Quran Sharif, those who have studied the ulama, they will be reminding people throughout the world. And from there further, today we have the Tabligh Jamaat that keeps on reminding us also. Then we have the various what we call natural phenomena. But it's no natural phenomena, it is reminders from Allah Ta'ala. Whether it was the earthquake in Kashmir, Pakistan, or whether it was in Haiti, whether it was the tsunami, or whether it is the earthquake now in Nepal. All these are either reminders or they are punishments and the various things that are happening in the world. So Allah says, in various ways, we will keep on reminding men so then they can take a lesson. We might say our children are very rebellious, very naughty, they don't listen at all. But we should think about ourselves, what heed are we paying to the calls of Allah Ta'ala? In so many ways Allah is reminding us, it is coming in front of us all the time, but we don't change our lifestyle, we don't change our mindset, what we want to do, we just carry on, we are not submitting to Allah Ta'ala. وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ اور بہت بھیجے ہم نے نبی پہلوں میں. And for this purpose, we had sent so many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam in times of before as well. وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِيُونَ اور نہیں آتا لوگوں کے پاس کوئی پیغام لانے والا جس سے ٹھٹا نہیں کرتے. And there wasn't a nabi that had come to his people, but the people made a mockery out of him. They laughed at him. Imagine our children laughing on our face. How will we tolerate them? A ustad in the class, the children laughing on his face. Like that the people treated the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. But that also did not stop the mercy of Allah from sending his reminders. And the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam are the most beloved and dearest to Allah Ta'ala. When they were treated in this way, but still Allah and his most beloved Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how wasn't he treated also? Until today, what are the enemies doing? But Allah Ta'ala still keeps on sending his reminders. فَأَهْلَكْنَا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ بَطَوْشَا پھر برباد کر ڈالے ہم نے ان سے سخت زور والے. And then we destroyed those amongst them who are very strong and mighty, who are very powerful, the قوم or the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, many other nations, Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, what great power they had materially. But Allah says, we destroyed all of them. وَمَضَى مَثَلُ الْأَوَّلِينَ اور چلی آئی ہے مثال پہلو کی. And that same history repeats itself. That same thing is coming again. Today, nations who regard themselves as the superpowers, they are also being defeated and they are also being destroyed. So Allah says, this is a thing that is nothing new. And the real message here that we should take, that the reminders which Allah is sending us, each ayat is a reminder. Every event in our lives is a reminder. Every organ in our body is a reminder. The changing of day and night are reminders. And then all what is happening in this world, we should take lessons from there and correct ourselves until Maut comes, we have the opportunity. Once Maut comes, then there is no chance whatsoever. And then the inevitable, what the life after death will be in the qabr, there then no reminders will help a person. Nothing will change his conditions. Allah has given us this opportunity to prepare our permanent and eternal life of the year after. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا